And connect. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to day two of our Nutrigenomics workshop. We had a marathon session yesterday, and I see a lot of you back again for more. You are the heroes of just wanting to know and know and know, and I love it. I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to do this in a slightly different order than I expected, but you'll still get everything you need. Kathy has some things she has to leave for, and I'm going to do Kathy's first, and then I'm going to do an overview. For those of you yesterday, it'll be slightly different. I thought about a few more things that I wanted to incorporate into that, but it's also like an overview of what the test is and, you know, what kind of things you can, you resources you have. So even if you've been through it once before, it's super helpful to hear it again. So I'm going to share my screen. And that would be this screen. All right. Now I'm going to take this screen. And this is a different report than you guys have been used to seeing. And the reason I'm showing it is because it's something that Kathy's coach, Lisa, has been experimenting with. And I'm going to look into this more detail. It's something that we can use, but I think you have to do a separate analysis. But Kathy, the reason I'm saying dairy is right here at the top of this report, which I like about this, right at the top, gluten and dairy. Gluten is, you've got a bunch of variants. You've got, you know, multiple variants here, but you also have variants that say you're not going to be digesting dairy very well. You have multiple variants of these.
Okay.
Okay. You've got homozygous, meaning the red kinds. Okay. So dairy is not your friend. And if you want to really, really up the possibility of your neurologic system getting back in and repairing a lot of the damage you've had from various things, I think that you just need to be super, super careful about your diet and about things that are actually aggravating and creating inflammation. Because inflammation, as you know, is part of what's a problem for you, right?
Yes.
So we want to get everything out. And I'm just going to look real quick at this one too for the, there was a section on peanut allergies and caffeine metabolism. So again, you know, peanut is, stay away from peanuts. Some people say, oh, mostly away from peanuts, except when I go for Thai food and they throw peanuts in their stuff. Ask them to do it without. Okay, so stay away from peanuts and the caffeine. You know, you have a one variant on the CYP1A2, but we'll look more detailed on the other report because it's more in the format that I'm used to going through.
Okay, quick question on the caffeine. I do a high quality dark chocolate, usually no more, not even 1 ounce sometimes a day. And it's more for some of all those benefits. I don't do typical sugars that are in normal chocolates.
When you say you do 1 ounce, what are you, is it a bar that you get?
Yes, but just a couple of squares.
Right. But what else is in that is what I want to ask. When you say, a lot of them put coconut sugar, you know, some put cane sugar, If you do that, I would recommend that small amount is probably okay. I'll look at the rest of it on the other report.
Okay.
Where are we? Okay, there we go. I'll look at it on the other report, but it's probably okay. But I'm concerned about the quality of what you're getting. So the ones that I've seen that are decent, there's one called... I think it's raw something or other that's in North Carolina that they sweeten theirs with. I think it's either, I don't remember what all they sweeten them with, but you can get a pure dark chocolate from Lily's that doesn't have any sweetener other than stevia, I think. There's a number. So, but don't get the, at the store, these are the best ones. It's 85% because that other 15% can have stuff that's not good.
Okay.
Right? It's what's that other 15%.
True.
Right? Because I've seen some of them, and some of them are very high in sugar, which is going to shoot your blood sugar.
I tend to do David Wolf's products called Sacred Heart. And
there's one of the Sacred Hearts that says diabetic friendly. Get that one.
Okay.
They're cute. They're a little heart. There was another brand that they had at a health food store I was in San Diego, and I don't remember the brand, but they were delicious and they were infused with herbs like cordyceps and ashwagandha, and they had the peace one, and they had, so those would be fine, but read the other ingredients. And the David Wolf one, not the regular ones, there's just one sacred chocolate that has, that says diabetic friendly.
Okay.
Okay. So when I look at your, you know, your phase one detoxification, you've got several, they're all heterozygous, meaning, you know, there's, you just have one of those genes, and we'll go through all of this in the next phase when I finish with Kathy's. But there's several, there's the 1A1, the 1A2 and the 1B1. And all of these, you know, cumulatively together say caffeine's not good. So no coffee. I wouldn't do any black tea, a little bit of green tea. And with the chocolate, I really just be careful about.
Okay.
Okay.
That's easy.
The 2C19, and again, looking at some of the let me find my sheet. Okay, so on the 2C19, you know these reports. We're going to give you let's see if I can find it. A sheet like this will be posted with the recording. And I gave everybody the link to this yesterday. I can put the link in again in the chat. But basically, it's a summary of all of, the resources I'm using here that are all on your site. But you know what? It's really nice to have them all in one place instead of having to go, where did you find that page? So I'm going to put this into the chat.
Okay.
There we go. Chat. Right. And then that'll have the link to all the different interpretations. The one I'm looking at right now is the complete list of genetic detoxification reports, which is, I gotta make sure, here we go. And what this does, this is the ones from Shine. You were at Shine when we did this. I remember you sitting right there in front of me. Taking lots of notes. So the 1A1, the 1A2, and the 1B1, you have heterozygous yellow of all of these. And these are the things you need to be avoiding, right? These are the things you need to be adding more of. So I would pull out this chart and really look at it carefully and be honest with yourself. Like, oh, maybe I should get rid of that. Or maybe I should get rid of that. Or, oh, you know what? I'm going to add more broccoli sprouts, or I'm only doing them 3 times a week. Let me do them 5 times a week. So it gives you some good information. Okay. Why do I have two of these open? All right. So that's it for your phase one detoxification. Your 2C19 is the one I wanted to look up and give you some more specifics, because it's red, it's homozygous, right? So
correct.
Similarly, alcohol, which I know you don't do, right? Beta blockers, you don't do. Tylenol, you know, if ever you're getting in a lot of pain, make sure you're not doing NSAIDs.
I'm not doing, yes, correct. No, I don't at all.
Okay, good. Sugar, right? Sugar. So again, looking at that chocolate that you're doing, I know you don't do processed foods on a regular basis.
I have done the monk fruit sometimes.
Monk fruit's fine. Monk fruit and stevia are fine. There's no sugar in them. Erythritol could be fine if your gut handles it. So some people, their gut doesn't handle it, and most people, they do. So those are the three that I would say would be fine for you.
Okay.
Okay? And that's the 2C19. Basically, it's detoxifying medications, right? I know you're not on Coumadin, proton pump inhibitors. You know, Prilosec, a lot of people will turn to that without realizing that it can be bad for them. I know you're very careful about that, but these are the things we want to make sure you're avoiding. Next section is glutathione, and you've got this glutathione S reductase, homozygous SNP. So it's probably not a bad idea for you to be doing some liposomal glutathione, on a fairly regular basis, but go slow, you know, start with one drop.
Did you just say glutathione?
Yes.
That's what you just said. Okay. Yes. I'm taking
two squirts. Great.
Of a liposomal one Just trying to get it in the habit of between meals. But then I've also learned I could do it 10 minutes before a meal and it should be okay.
Okay. Yep.
So that'll help me do it more consistently.
Yep. Yep. It's important to do that one consistently.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through this, Nat. You have a bunch of snips, but it's a lot of the stuff I know you're already doing. So I'm not going to go through those and, you know, give you more. I'm really going to focus here on the reds, you know, because those are the ones that,
yes,
or anything that's a little unusual or that stands out to me.
Okay.
And you have an MTHFR 1298C. It's not as bad as a homozygous on the 6C677T, but it can create some issues. And there's in the, let's see if I can find it, in your SHINE documents, your SHINE from when you came to, there's this slide, it's slide 41 on the day two slides. And it just gives you some of these things that are related. So being careful and making sure that you're supporting that. And I know you do a lot of your green leafies, green juices are great, green smoothies are great, lots and lots of green leafies. And I don't know if Lisa has talked to you at all about doing a folate, you know, it may or may not be necessary, but folate, like a low dose folate kind of supplementation.
We are.
Okay, good. And then the B12, same thing. You know, you've got this MTRR. So it's probably really important that you're taking some sort of a B12. Let me look at your COMT status.
Yes, I'm doing a transdermal B12 patch 2 times a week.
Okay. And okay, great. So just be careful if you decide to do any methyl B12 that you don't like just jump right in because it could make you a little anxious and irritable. All right. If you're already on it, great. You know, you've eased into it. But you just have to be careful with this other COMT SNP that you have that you don't overdo it because the methyl groups can back up. Not in everybody. We just go slowly.
Okay.
And if, you know, the patches oftentimes have a combination of B12s, but an adenosyl as, you know, occasional supplementation or alternating supplementation could be good. Adenosyl B12.
Okay.
And again, Lisa's really hot on this stuff. So what I find with the BHMT, if you're not already taking zinc, that would be a good one to be doing.
Taking what?
Zinc. And yeah, so on the actual SNP that's related to zinc, you have a heterozygous, so slightly less absorbable. But that that BHMT often responds well to
zinc.
To zinc, yeah, and also could be helpful. Where are we? Yeah, zinc could be helpful. And this is something to talk to Lisa about in regards to all the other stuff. But the trimethylglycine. Like something that's going to help you get the glycine in your system, because you've got a blockage in three different parts of this pathway, which I'll show you. The picture is here, right? So what I'm seeing here is you've got a red here. I'm just going to say red just for the sake, because it's easier. You've got a red here, you've got a red here, and you've got a red here.
Okay. Now you saying that makes sense to me with this diagram that I've got three different points of a challenge.
Exactly. Which means that your homocysteine may have a tendency to go high, although with this one, with the one you have, the 1298C, doesn't cause as much of a problem with homocysteine, but these others can. So if you've had an issue with your homocysteine being elevated, it's very important to maintain this, and it may be fine now if you're supplementing, but the other one that's important here is B6, see B6 right here?
Yes, I am.
B6 brings it down into glutathione, and since you have an issue with glutathione down here, right?
Yes.
Then the B6, you know, making sure that you're on B6 would be helpful.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
I am.
BHMT. You get a little bit of an issue with the initiation of the detox pathways. We had a lot of reds here yesterday, which means that, you know, just avoiding toxic exposure is so, so important for you, because your body's going, oh, we have this thing here. And let's just go do something else now. right? Yours is yellow, so it's just a little sluggish. It's not like, you know, the lazy slug, you know, liver laying on the back of the couch. Okay. And the same thing with herbicides and pesticides. And I know you're very aware, but it's just genetically, it's really important for you to be very aware that you're careful of your exposures to pesticides and herbicides.
Okay.
Phospholipids, big issue, and especially with the nerve damage that you have, that phospholipids are aligning to nerves. So they help the nerves to transmit better and to heal better. So if you're not on, like, sunflower lecithin is a good option. I put sunflower lecithin in my little immune support this morning because it's really fun to add to smoothies or to nut milks because it pulls the fat and the liquid together. It's an emulsifier, but it's also going to be helpful to provide those phospholipids for you for that PEMT to make up for that.
Okay.
You know, BDNF, omega-3s, I know you're already aware of omega-3s, so I won't spend too much time on that, and movement. And I know, you know, as a previous marathon runner, you're aware of the importance of it. So whatever you can do, even though your feet, you know, are not cooperating as much as you want to, whatever you can do with the upper body to keep the exercise and oxygenation is super important. All right. And again, you know, whenever I think about Alzheimer's, I'm thinking about reducing toxins and keeping blood sugar stable. And you have a few SNPs in here that are there. So it's super important that, you know, you keep the blood sugar stable. I know we talked about you getting a Freestyle Libre.
Yes, you know, I'm wearing it.
You're wearing it. Okay. And just keep that blood sugar nice and steady so that you have the most here. ApoE, this is actually reported wrong. So you're a red here. You're a 3-3, which is a neutral on ApoE.
Yes, I'm grateful for that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. On the COMT, you know, prone to anxiety, prone to, you know, the dopamine and the serotonin not really being recycled well. So, you know, keeping up, you know, I don't know, again, because Lisa's been working with you so closely with your labs, you know, 5-HTP is a possibility there. The B6 is super important there as well. And then, yeah, same thing. Dopamine's an issue for you. So, you know, I haven't looked at your stuff recently to see what Lisa's recommended, but I think that the B6 for sure, and a possibly tyrosine supplementation to help you with this.
Okay.
Tyrosine, like 500 milligrams in the morning. And again, discuss that with Lisa. She may have some other thoughts, but that's one of the things that I think could be helpful there. Okay. You know, the catalase with the glutathione and the catalase, those are super high, super, super important. SOD is a heterozygous. So the queens of antioxidant, SOD, catalase, and glutathione for you all have genetic tendencies to be lower than usual. So in order for your body to heal better, I think OxyCell would be a great supplement for you if we haven't talked about that before.
Yes,
we Apex have. Energetics, OxyCell. You know, avoiding gluten, we already talked about, for the inflammatory markers. You have a lot of potential in that, you know, the interleukins, the IL-4s. So it's really important for you to avoid all your allergens, avoid, you know, eating anti-inflammatory foods a lot, turmeric and ginger and boswellia even might be a possibility.
Yes, I do take boswellia.
Okay. Yeah. Does your cholesterol tend to be a little high?
It has in the past, but not as much anymore. But good. I just did blood, and so I'm waiting to hear those results too.
Good. You know, there is a tendency there for a higher cholesterol genetically, so it's super important for you to do everything you can to keep that in the right range. Nitric oxide, you know, my favorite approach to that is eat a lot of arugula.
I love arugula. I buy it every week. Yes.
Okay. Eat a lot of it. And you can get the little strips, the nitric oxide test strips. Neo 40 sells them. I forget the name of the company. But just look up nitric oxide test strips, and that would help you. And that would help you to balance, like, how much of that arugula are you taking, right? It'll stay elevated for hours after eating arugula, like super high. So it's a good thing to do.
What stays high?
Nitric oxide. Okay, nitric oxide, vasodilator, you know, important for gut health, important for blood pressure, all that. Yeah.
Okay.
B6 comes up, very important. So B6 comes up, D comes up, A. So all of those are important nutrients for you to be aware of food-wise, but also supplementation-wise.
Okay.
And the zinc we already talked about. Let's see where your C is. Iron. You have one of the genes for hemochromatosis. It's, you know, just keep an eye on it. You're unlikely to develop hemochromatosis. The likelihood is low with just one. Another one related to dairy is folate receptors. So you have a small SNP there, but dairy will impact that as well. All right, I think that's it. These pieces, I'm just going to do a separate video on these muscle and joint athletic performance, because there's a lot of things to it. And it's not like a problematic thing. It's just like knowing whether you're more related to a fast, you're probably a slow twitch, you do marathons, that kind of thing. So I'll do a separate video on that and include it with the recordings for everybody. Now down here, this would explain, you know, some of your issues, right, with healing, you know, the nerves and the nerve damage and all that, your collagen repair, it has some SNPs there. So it's super important for you to be eating the nutrients, the specific amino acids related to collagen formation are proline, hydroxyproline, lysine, and those are all in, you know, if you get a protein powder like one of the Sun Warrior or the Glow, that is the collagen support nutrients, super important for you. And the other nutrients we talked about as well, C, super important. I didn't see that you had a C SNP, but let's see. Yours doesn't even show C. Some reports do and some of them don't. Interesting. Anyway, so that's super important. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, guys. So I am going to stop, and then I'm going to start a new recording right away so I don't miss out. And then I'm going to go into more of a generic. I'm going to close this. I'm going to go into really helping you guys to understand what all these tests are. And I know you might have heard it before, but I want you to understand what my mind is going through and how you can use some of this. Because on a call like this, I mean, I can give you 15 minutes. Hi, Rich. I can give you 15 minutes to each person, but that's about it, right? And really to go through all of this stuff in minute detail, you know, takes hours, literally hours. Some of you who have had those, you know, the gold pluses who have had some of those calls with me, it's like we talk about it for hours and we still don't hit it all because there's so much and there's always new stuff coming out or related to it. So I want to empower you. I'm going to go through the highlights for each person. I'm going to go through like the ones that are the reds, and I'll explain what that all means. And then the ones that stand out, and then I'm going to give you, I want to give you some clues and some tips for how to understand your own a little bit better and, a process for doing that. So let me, go here. Okay, there we go. And I'll go stop recording. Yes.